This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said in 2014 the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units in the entire country, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said, "Today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India, and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally." He said the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said in renewable energy, India has become the fourth largest producer globally, with capacity increasing by 400% in just a decade. The defense production exports have soared from 1,000 crore rupees to 21,000 crore rupees, reaching over 85 nations. Prime Minister Modi said during one of the Mann Ki Baat programs, he had spoken about the need to have a vibrant toys industry. He said the export has increased by 239% and imports halved, particularly benefiting the local manufacturers and sellers. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the second phase of the 26 assembly constituencies spread across 6 districts concluded peacefully this evening. An overall voter turnout of 54.3% was recorded till 7 p.m. The prominent candidates in the fray whose political fate will be determined in today's election include Vice President of National Conference and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, Ravinder Raina of Bharatiya Janata Party, and Altaf Bukhari from Apni Party. A total of 3,502 polling stations had been set up to ensure smooth polling in the phase today. Campaigning has also picked up for Haryana Assembly polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed the Jan Ashirwad rally at Gohana in Sonipat in favour of party candidates from 22 Assembly constituencies. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Haryana has made its place among the top states in sectors like industry and agriculture under the BJP government. On the other hand, Indian National Lok Dal organized a Jan Nayak Samman rally at Julana in Jind district today on the birth anniversary of former Deputy Prime Minister Chaudhary Devilal. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati and Shiromani Akali Dal Supremo Sukhbir Badal also addressed the rally along with INLD leaders. Addressing the public meeting, Ms. Mayawati and Chaudhary Devilal worked for development of the state and the country. In Haryana, the single-phase assembly election will be held on the 5th of October for 90 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra tomorrow. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will dedicate to the nation 3 Paramrudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. The Prime Minister will also flag off the metro train scheduled to run from District Court to Swargate, Pune. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is now one of the most buoyant economies in the world and a favourite destination for global investment. Addressing the second edition of the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2024 in Greater Noida today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that India is a near $4 trillion economy and has 8% growth prospects for decades to come. And Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today attended the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign in New Delhi. On the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized the importance of cleanliness and environmental stewardship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.